Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
Takindo, Takalani, Takalani, Takindo. And that is Takindo this afternoon. Hope arise. And may your hope arise as we talk about love. Everything love. All things love. Vandag, as we talk to my beautiful queen, Sibo Mkhize, ukamalami, usibongile. I never call her with her full name. It's Dr. Sibo Mkhize. It's a signature name. Hey, how are you, my queen? How are you?
I'm fantastic. Fantastic. Thank you. How are you?
I'm good. I'm great. It's another month and it's known as the month of love.
Month of love.
So we're calling in everybody who's involved in love, be it in a relationship, be it they are married, be it they are in a courtship, they are preparing themselves to get married. And so we are calling on them because it's all about love. You know, especially for us Basadi women. All right, let me say this first family. If you just joined us, you are on Radio Pulpit. It's Heart to Heart with me, Sibongile Mofokeng, and I'm with you up until 3 o'clock. You're on 657 AM. And I'm not alone. I'm with Dr. Sibo Mkhize. We're talking all things love vandag. So, Dr. Sibo Ndlovukazi, most of us, because the men do the proposing, we are on the recipient side. We are receiving the news and we're going to pray about that and ask God if this is it or if it's not. If you're not interested, well. But if we are interested, we would go to the Lord. So because it starts with a man, we assume that everything in a relationship should start with a man. So when they say put some work in it, you're like, but why should I work? It all has to start with a man. If he loves me, then I'll do everything. If he does that, then I'll do everything. And you say, and you come and say, love is hard work, like a nitty. I mean, even when we're getting married, there's a song, I think they like it. In the township, and they say dikuku di monati linyalo libuyima aha runare tsamaya o tla salo di bona. So they are actually telling you how hard marriage is before you even step into there. You are told how hard the marriage is. And Dr. Sibo Mkhize says love is hard. What makes it hard? I mean, Jesus is love. Love should be easy. What makes it hard?
Yeah, but love is hard work. You know, to love somebody and be attracted to somebody. We just had the beautiful Valentine's Day. You get all attracted. It's all exciting. And then the sparkles start to come down.
Yeah,
now you have to deal with the person that you've committed yourself to.
Yeah, but.
So now the real work starts to happen. So all of the honeymooning stage is all done, all the puppy love, all, you know, that's done. So now when it comes to the hard work of love, you need to put in the effort. Now you're realizing that, yes, I liked the flowers, but I don't like your deodorant. Now I have to deal with that situation. Okay, I like how you smile, but I don't like how you talk to me when you are not smiling.
Oh my.
You know? So it is hard work to constantly remind yourself why you are with this person. I like how you dress up, but at home you're a slob. So there's so many things. Yes, these are very, you know, very miniature things that we're talking about. But there are serious issues where the hard work of love comes in. That if you're going to love somebody and you love them unconditionally, that is hard work. Mm. And to match yourself to this individual you've chosen to commit yourself to, that is hard work on its own. Because now you're going to be spending the rest of your life with this person. At least you can do is like them, you know, just loving them. The least you can do is like them. Imagine, I love this person, but I cannot be in the same house as them because I like to sleep at 2 o'clock. They like to sleep at 1 o'clock. So we got to compromise. At half this one, everybody goes to sleep. So if there's no compromising, there's no kindness, there's no finding middle ground, there's no understanding because you are learning each other. This love can be hard, eh?
It shouldn't, though. I still stand, Dr. Mkize. Aye, man, it shouldn't. But I'm just thinking, I heard somebody saying, I don't like the way he chews his food. I'm like, huh? Umshadile wena ngenile ngenile hayi khona reverse.
Hayi khona phuma. There's no reverse. Yeah. You are. But that's the whole point of it. Like if you're going to forget that love is hard, we're mainly talking about the habits more than the character, because the person can have the right characters. You've prayed for this person, you know, you went and spoke to the elders, you went the 9 yards. Now mostly it is the habits that now we have to adjust to this person. Because now, their whole entire life, for the past 30 years, he's been chewing, you know, grazing, never mind chewing, he's been grazing. And you've been taught to chew properly like a lady. And now all of a sudden, with the time you were in love and all the sparkles were flying, you didn't realize that because, you know, the sounds of his grazing, they were very romantic. Oh, girl, I like how he chews. Now... Now it's no longer the same. It's no longer the same. That noise is irritating you.
Oh my.
So those habits, now it's adjusting to this new person. It's like, no, but I've always been like this. Well, now I don't like the way that you are. So the hard work comes in is how do we now compromise for each other?
So do we bypass? What should we do? Do we bypass? I mean, I watched some videos on TikTok of snoring partners, be it women or men, to an extent that even the babies are awakened by the snoring. And the baby's like, Ma, why am I being punished like this? Or Dad, why am I being punished like this? So what do we do? How do we deal with that? Because you have to love and love hard, be it, what is it time to like now ask God for agape love? How do we bypass all of that?
You know, if you're going to say, I love you unconditionally, the unconditional part is all of the things that you'd like to bypass from another human being.
Love covereth a multitude of sin, like the word says?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, unconditionally. So as you are, it does not, however, mean that we cannot now compromise. The biggest word here is the communication and the compromise. Because you might not like his snoring, but you love this person. You know God has blessed you with this wonderful human being, you know, who does everything else. So that one tiny, tiny thing, it's not the deal breaker. So if it's not the deal breaker, surely we can come to a compromise. Go to a sleeping clinic, go to a snoring clinic. You know, there are things that we can do. However, because as humans, our automatic response is off defense. So as soon as they start snoring, no, that's it. God, you did not give me the right one. Why you had to give me a snoring man? I've not slept in 3 days. Why does he have to snore like this? And his socks, they stink. I cannot. You know, it's the wrong one. Yet we are focusing on all the superficial things. But if you look at the bigger picture, this man... Like, if he could carry you everywhere he could. So those tiny things, those are the things that we can compromise through communication. This is how they have been all their life. Probably nobody has ever told them that their snoring is a problem. So now you are coming. So they're also going to be defensive. Like, since when is my snoring a problem? I've never had a problem with my snoring. We start now to compromise. We start now to open up and communicate in a kind way that, okay, I've never realized that you snore so much. You do, yes, disturbing me. So have you ever been to a clinic before? Have you ever tried this? Whatever the situation is.
Sure, you're putting it so nicely.
You're not losing the love of your life because of superficial things.
You're putting it so nicely. You're putting it so beautiful. Huh, I wasn't aware that you could. If the Lord could give, I think, so many of us wisdom when we are addressing matters with our spouses or our partners, right?
Indeed. because, like I said, you were never raised with this human being.
Mm.
You met this human being at an adult stage.
Mm.
And they've had a lifetime of whatever the habits that might have been. You get married.
Mm.
And now, they also might not like some of the habits that you have.
Mm.
It could be spending habits. It could be how you even behave when you, you know, are you a temperamental person?
Mm.
Are you a mellow person? You just got together. So to take the time to study each other, learn each other. My person likes things like this. Okay, these kind of things, they offend me in this way. This is how we can compromise. Instead of going for the jugular vein at one small thing, because now you propose me, you came to me, so you got to handle all of my habits, no matter how much they irritate you, but I will not handle yours because, you know how we women can actually go when we want our way. So sometimes it's okay to just hold on a bit, hold on. But this person, their whole entire life, I was not there.
Mm-hmm.
While God was preparing him for me, life also helped him to survive through these habits.
Wow.
Now that he's here, I have to love him and love him right. And some of these habits we're going to correct together because I also have mine. So they can be corrected through love. And when we say correcting, we're not changing the person, which is simply saying that we can compromise
okay.
on certain things.
Let's come right there, Dr. Sibo. Let's come right there, Dr. Mkhize. If we're talking about reconstructing a person, most of us, when we settle down or when we're in a relationship, we already have a project to change. Okay, I don't like this. I'm going to change that. And if he can do that or if she can do. So I think there's a fine line right there. There's a fine line between coming to a person and suggesting and helping them become better and also changing them. How do we differentiate the two? Or is it in the approach of how we're approaching the matter?
Definitely it is in the approach. 110% correct. It is in the approach. You should actually put that, Sibo, and just like, listen, the key to communication in most relationship, it is the approach.
Okay.
Because if I'm going to come to you and say to you, well, you know what? I don't like your hairstyle. It makes you look like a raggedy old woman every single day. Why? Why? You need to change. Go shave your hair.
Mm.
That approach is different.
Mm.
And yet when you come like, oh, baby, do you remember that hairdo you had? I could not stop thinking about you. Could not wait to see you at home.
Mm.
Oh, girl, you look so good. You know, I know what an angel looks like. You know that hairdo?
Mm.
Do you not think I'm going to run to the salon and do that hairdo?
Mm, of course, yes. Of course.
I'm going to run and go do that hairdo. But the first approach, I'm going to be fighting because my mechanism, my defenses are up. I'm going to say, what are you talking about?
It's an attack.
So now you
see
somebody else look good. So definitely, it is the approach. So let's talk. Even when we disagree, let's disagree in kindness. Let's disagree in love. You know, sometimes, yes, things can get heated up, but let's disagree. Let's learn to calm down and disagree in love. Because you are doing the hairdo that you like. To you, you're the it.com. This hairdo, it makes you feel confident in all sorts of ways. And now somebody has come and, you know, tarnished that, you know, put you down a little bit. But once you start to find out why they actually did that because of the approach, now you are also easy to compromise. Like, no, man, you know, it is just a hairstyle. But how he says he looks at me when I've got that hairdo, I feel the same way as I've done that other hairdo. So I'd rather do the hairstyle that he actually likes because I feel so good.
Yeah.
The way he talks about me.
The way he likes it.
Yeah, now you've got a compromise, and it was just on the hairdo because of the approach. I am not trying to change you, but what I'm saying, there are certain features that I like about you.
Wisdom. Wisdom is calling right now. Wisdom.
Right, man. Yes, ma'am.
So you also say that, you also mentioned that give love to receive love. You give Indeed. Love. And I shared this earlier on with the family members of Radio Pulpit, and I was reminded of the movie Fireproof, that when the marriage was in trouble, one spouse from the couple was told to concentrate on giving to their spouse, show love, even when there was animosity and all that, keep on showing love to her and win Amen. Her back. And so that was like giving love to receive love. But most of the times we compare. Mina, I've already 1 and 3 and 4 and 5. When zilch.
You know, when, especially from our gentlemen, we've seen that most of the guys, as soon as you're married or we are in now a committed relationship, and some of the people, our elders in church, they forget about this. They tend to, now we are married, now I have got you, and that's it. Now, it's not that I don't care, but now you come second to everything else in my life. You know, the church will come first, my work will come first, you know, my everything else will come first, and now you come second, because now I have got you. So I've married you, what more do you want? That's not giving love. So you have to constantly give love. And we find that it is such a shame that the divorce rate is actually picking up.
It's
in our
alarming
churches.
It's alarming.
It's very alarming because people, they forget to give that love. Give love in order to receive love. When I'm at home, give me that attention. You know, when I ask you about love and you tell me about the first love of everything else, yes, we're not saying that our elders should not pay attention into the church, but I am here. I am your wife. And if I give you love, I'm expecting to receive the love. But from you, the love that you gave me of marrying me, that was it.
That was
the end of that story. So now when we're fighting from a better place. We're not even fighting from the foundations of our love.
Ndlovukazi,
wait. Because your foundation is no longer there.
Ndlovukazi, wait. Could it be that that happens because nobody teaches us how? I mean, when it comes to the Bible says, love your wives. As according to how Christ, it even demonstrates on how. But we're lacking mentors. Even with the woman, nobody teaches a woman how to submit. And that's why we would fight for power in our houses.
Indeed. That comes with our background.
Okay.
You and me, okay, fine, we are young, okay? You and me are like 21, okay? We're very young. But let's talk about our parents. Our parents, they were groomed, our mothers, like, this is how you take care of a man. You know, this is how you keep the house, this is how you do all of these things. But now, as we evolve as human beings and our roles get mixed up a bit or they get diluted, those are some of the things that we do forget. That, oh, okay, this is how... When you're a married man, this is how you're supposed to carry yourself. As a married woman, this is how you carry yourself. This is how you take care of your household. So those things, in some way, they got diluted as we evolved as beings. However, it is important. I always advise people, go for premarital counseling. Go see couples that have been married for years. Sit down with them. Ask them all the questions. How have they kept their marriages together? One thing that they will tell you is that it has not been easy. We had to fight to keep this love going. We had to put in the work. We had to learn to take care of each other. We had to learn to that unconditional part. We had to practice the unconditional part of our love. You know, the falling in love part, that was the easy part. But the unconditional part of it, that was very difficult. So we had to learn. We had to put in the effort. We had to remember that why we are together. We love each other. And what does that mean?
Okay.
Remember that loving each other, it will never be the same from couple to couple.
All right.
We know the reasons why we love each other.
So I want us to go to an ad break. But before we do that, a family member is asking, what if you have given them all the love? You have love as hard as you say, but they still go and do their own thing.
Well, you know what? People are people, and this is where now communication comes in. That is a, there is a breakdown somewhere. Somebody is not being honest in that situation. So if you're going to say that you love me, but you are also not prepared to tell me where I am going wrong, where I am going right, then we're not loving each other unconditionally. We are busy tiptoeing around each other's feelings in order, rather than being honest to say that, you know what, I'm not comfortable with X, Y, Z. How do we then find help? Because if you keep running away and you keep doing your own thing, for the fact that you say that you've given all you can, all that you can, that you've already put a condition to that love. Yet if you are still open to loving that person and working it out, you guys need to be honest. There's a dishonesty somewhere. Okay. Either the one who says that there's a condition and the other one who's running away from whatever it is.
Could it be that I'm loving you, but I don't love you the way you desire to be loved? Maybe that's why?
True. Yes, that is true also. That also could be that.
Sure.
And that's where the communication comes in when I say somebody's not being honest.
All right.
Because that comes with that communication to say, you need to love me this way, and we communicate, we say it.
Another family member says, hi, Sibongile, I believe that love is hard when you choose to love somebody the way God loves you. Where you have to give them the same grace and Heavenly Father gives us every day, and He's long-suffering towards us because we all have flaws. But it does mean we have to stay, we have to stay in toxic relationships. We have to be able to discern between toxicity and human flaws. This thing of love shouldn't be hard. Is a scam because we live in a fallen world where good and bad things happen. We cannot expect things to be rosy forever, but trust that when hardships come, we will always choose to love each other. Ah, that's beautiful. Koli. That is Koli right there. Sure. Okay, so when you fall back to the love, which is Christ, as a couple, I think. Whenever those times come, when it's no longer as rosy as it should be or as we desire it to be. Although somebody did mention, somebody says you intentionally decide it's going to be rosy. Both of you intentionally work on it. So it goes back to saying love is hard work.
It's hard work, because that intention, it is hard work.
Yeah.
And I absolutely agree with Koli. There's a huge difference between a toxic relationship and a relationship of human flaws.
All right.
Being human, it doesn't necessarily mean that we have to stay in toxic relationship and cover them and disguise them as human flaws.
Okay, let's take a break, and then we're coming back, taking the sons of our late brother and friend, Pastor K. Sipokaleni Kalena, if you please. Garden of Love featuring Mabongi Mabaso. To all the couples, hello.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
Thola inkuthazo yakho nokuphakanyisa kanye nokuqiniswa imihla namalanga ekhasini lethu leFacebook. Hlanganyela nomphakathi weRadio Pulpit kuFacebook.
Dr. Sibo, where did the song take you to?
Another dimension.
Oh, my. Strawberries.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Praying together, walking together. Love is beautiful, man.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Caring about the other person, making sure that all is well with them. Okay, you see now, we are Google-eyed, you and I. So that was Pastor K. Sipho Kaleni. Kalenai, if you please. And the title of the song is Garden of Love. He is featuring Mabongi Mabaso on that one. And we are talking all things love. I know it was a big thing on Friday. For some of us who didn't have Valentine's, it was a big, and everybody's like, so aren't you not, are you not Valentining? No, we are not Valentining. Ganjani, Valentine yourself. Not knowing that Jesus,
Valentine yourself.
Yeah, not knowing that Jesus has already Valentined us. He died for us on the cross. So what more do we need? Sometimes, expectations that are not real, are they? How do they affect relationships? Because I wonder if we are even aware that we have these kind of expectations. What do we call them again? Those huge expectations. You're expecting somebody to deliver what you can't even deliver yourself.
Exactly.
Yeah. Unrealistic. Expectations. So how do they affect relationships and the love journey?
In a very big way. And the rise also in the divorce rate. We have seen that the trend is also part of that unrealistic, you know, expectations. The importance of having counseling, I think it also reduces that big problem, because you know, when we're in love, you know, everything, like you and me, we went Goo Gaga there for a second, you know. Everything is, it's just magical. We're clouded by the goofy juice in our brains, our endorphins are high. We see everything that is the aftermath of that, because there always will be an aftermath. Be it we keep working to keep it there, but there'll always be an aftermath. This is where now reality comes and knocks on our door. Realistically, the person that you've prayed for, is it that person? Or you just fell in love with somebody who came and gave you a rose on Valentine's Day, and you said, well, Lord, I've been praying for a guy, this is the guy. And you know nothing about that person. It's good to know who you are going into this lifetime relationship with. It's good for you guys to have those difficult conversations. There might be, you know, then the most not romantic relationships to have, you know, like conversations to have. They might kill the romance, but you'd rather kill the romance for a minute and have a lifetime of somebody that you this is your person. You know for sure this is your person. Because if I'm going to want, you know, a Rolls Royce, and I met this person at a taxi rank because they were giving out roses. Shout out to all the taxi people who are giving out roses. But, you know, they were giving out roses. And I saw this person is giving out roses. And I'm thinking, oh, wow. So you know what a rose is. You must be romantic. So you must have it all, because perception says that a person at a taxi rank cannot know anything about roses. So if they're at the taxi rank, that means they must have money to buy me this Rolls Royce. And tomorrow, they coming there with your taxi, and wow, okay.
Sure. Unrealistic expectations. So be careful of those. Do you see yourself when you have those, or you need somebody to point them to you that, no, those are unrealistic?
Sometimes, you know, there are people that are extremely shallow and extremely self-centered. So in their world, they don't see anything wrong with what they want. This is what I want, so be it, you know? And you need somebody to point those things out. Unfortunately, sometimes, even if we do point those things out to you, that they're very much unrealistic, they tend to be a little bit stubborn. This is what I want. This is what I prefer. There's nothing wrong with your preference, but then go for your preference. Because now you are expecting this individual who is not in that preference list of yours to cater to the things that are very much unrealistic in his world.
So you say also love when you are involved. Remember to love when you are involved.
Yes. Always remember, we spoke briefly earlier when we say that, especially in the people that are in the leadership positions, remember, because they tend to forget to love back at home, that person that you've got, that partner that you've got, you got them. Remember to love them. Remember to show them love. You know, be it romantic love. Remember to spend time. Remember to be kind to them. Just remember that they exist. You do not marry them to be a furniture at home. And now you've forgotten about them. This is where now people start allowing infidelities to creep in. Because I've married this person and now I forgot about them. They don't exist. I've done the job. So you need to constantly remember that there is somebody that you love. You need to remember to love the other person.
Mm-hmm.
When you are busy in your own space, in your own world, remember to love the other person. Remember to love your partner, you know, through the mysticism of the, you know, the bad trials. Remember to love them. When you are angry, remember to love them. When they're going through difficulties, remember to love them.
Is it easy to just forget about love when you're going through all that?
When you're going through difficulties, it's weird, but it is true. People do forget to love the other person. They do, because they get consumed with how they are feeling. You know, the example earlier on when somebody said, I might forget word for word, but the point I'm trying to get across is that people do forget to love the other person. They just remember when they see you. But even when they see you, they just see you as part of the furniture. They just see you as another human being that is just there. They forget to give that love. And the love that we are talking about here, we're talking about that romantic love. We're talking about couples, you know. I don't need for you to look at me and just see your sister. And look at me and see your mother. I need that affection. I need those kind words. I need for you to look at me and still feel the same way you felt when you first approached me. I need to feel like I am your woman. I need to feel like I am loved by you. Not just we are two ships crossing in the night. We are basically roommates. You know, you even forget to say that, my darling. When was the last time you even told me that you love me? I did not, when I said I love you at the altar, that was not the end of it, you know? So that was the beginning of it. But there's some people who literally do forget that they are supposed to love this person they have at home.
All right, a family member says, I hear Dr. Msibo is talking more about premarital counseling. Does it work? Because we see lots of divorces right within the church.
I believe premarital counsel, it does work if it is done properly and we're not doing the microwave work. They are, what I mean by the microwave work, do you love this person? Yes. You love each other? Yes. Okay, you're suited enough. You know, you're old enough to get married. That's it. That's it. It's done. You know, we don't really give the work that is needed for premarital counseling, where we actually, you know, we break down this romantic idea that you guys have, and we take these two individuals and we build them up together back to where they fell in love again. So it does work. In most churches, we tend to think that because we are finding love in church, then automatically we should know what we are getting ourselves into. So the premarital counseling is very microwave, because we are both children of this church. So we automatically know what the church values and what our values are. So we've got the same thing happening. Forgetting that outside the church, there are different lives. There are people who live different lives all completely. It really does work.
I'm reminded that most of the counselors would also mention that when we go to school, if you want to be to do something in science, you go study for that. If you want to do this, now we call you Dr. Sibo Mkhize, you went to school for it. But nobody takes us through to school of marriage. Nobody. We prepare the wedding. We are all concerned about the wedding. We give our attention 3, 4, 5 months for the wedding, but not the marriage itself. And I wish you guys should think about opening a school of marriage. School of marriage.
That's what I'm gonna do.
Come
there
up with
go.
Books. Okay. School of marriage. Dr. Sibo, thank you so much for ministering to the family today. For family members seeking help and talking to you directly, how do they do so?
Can reach us on 081-37. What is my number?
374. You're not in love with your phone. Ah, yes, the phone feels neglected, which I love. Which I love.
It's 081-374-5325.
My queen, thank you so much for talking to us. May the Lord keep keeping you. Thank you for an awesome time with you. Learning without any pressures, relaxed mode, but fruitful, and exactly what we need. I mean, at the end of the day, our marriages should represent Christ and the bride. So thank you so much for ministering unto us in this regard. May God awesomely keep you. Love you.
Love you lot. Thanks. Bye.
And that, my family, is Dr. Sibo Mkhize. Do remember that you can be in contact with her. She's available on 081-374-5325. The number again is 081-374-5325. That's how you can get hold of her.
La, 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 la. La 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 la
la la la la la la.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Come live the life at 657 AM. 657 AM.
That's my part of saying goodbye. That's my cue. Neville D, Beauty of Difference this afternoon. You are beautiful. I am different from you, and I am also beautiful. It's the Beauty of Difference. I'm signing out. Next up is Germany Johan Else with Something Else. And afterwards, Lukomkweri Puti comes through with Heart to Heart. Oh, with Spectrum. Ish, swungil. With Spectrum until 6 o'clock and then Dwayne. So next up, we say hello to Germany Johan Else on Something Else. And hi to Vusi Leo on the controls, living with the sounds of Elevation Worship. But it would be wrong not to play this one up until the end, eh? Love you. Until tomorrow, same time. Bye-bye.
As easy as the touch of a button, the message of life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.